Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So petty. So petty.
That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, my gosh. What happens to the rest of the Baltimore Ravens coaching staff? Todd Monken, offensive coordinator. Zach Ord, defensive coordinator. Chris Horton, special teams coach. Assistant head coach Willie Taggart. Also, those will be the big names other than the Randy Browns and all those guys. But those things will be the big names. Those are the four guys. Todd Monken, we heard, what was it, earlier yesterday or maybe 2 days ago, that his name was mentioned with some possible interviews?
Yeah.
So does he end up with a head coaching job or is he an OC again?
I bet he's going to grab one of these jobs. He's already had interest. That's before the Harbaugh news came out. Now he's got no job. Mm-hmm. He's going to be gone. So I think, you know, it's easier. And there's a lot of openings right now.
I don't think – do you think Zach Orr gets another defensive coordinator job?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so either.
They may make a linebackers coach somewhere. He'll get another job, as the NFL does. I don't see him as a defensive coordinator. They just weren't successful. I mean, you look, the defenses, when you compare McDonald versus Orr, it's stunning.
That's kind of hard to go from historically good to kind of meh.
It's not even meh. It was bad. Well,
but so, interestingly enough, the article from the Baltimore Banner says the defensive players completely blame themselves for how bad they were.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it has to do with Orr was a popular player. And they were very lucky to throw him under the bus.
For some of those guys, though, they don't remember him as a player.
But he was, you know, and he was here, and he was really well liked. And apparently, the players liked him.
It's just confusing, like
it is,
for the way that what we hear is Todd Monken can do no wrong, while the players are frustrated with him.
Yeah,
and then Zach Orr is who we all constantly crap on, and the players love him.
Right,
politics as usual.
Yeah. It's about who.
That's what that is.
And again, it's like, I don't care if you like your coach or not. I mean, is he a good coach?
They went from sixth in DVOA for defense in 2024 to 17th this year.
Yeah.
And then 1 to 12th from offense. So,
yeah.
They dropped down on everything. So I think those are the two names. I think Todd Monken will at least be an offensive coordinator next year somewhere, at least. I don't know Zach Orr's future.
I don't either. I think he'll come back as a linebackers coach somewhere.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Patrick in Columbia. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, what's up, brothers? I was a little shocked because I didn't think they were going to pull the trigger. But the last 3 years, it had to happen. And it's just, I was tired of seeing that look on the sideline of bewilderment of, like, what's going on and no accountability. So he'll land. I wish him all the best. But I, what do y'all think as far as like maybe Kubiak, Flores? That's kind of how, you know, you're hearing and all these people on X and Twitter, you know, they all reporting this and that. I just, you know, they need to take their time. And this is big for Ed DaCosta, I think. Oh. I think a lot of pressure is on him.
Why is it for DaCosta? DaCosta's not making this move. This is an owner move.
So far as the hiring,
Ozzie Newsome, when he hired John Harbaugh, was already, if he could have, been a Hall of Fame GM. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but Bashotti hired Harbaugh, not Ozzie Newsome.
Okay. All right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I thought EDC would have some say in this.
He'll have some say, but the hire is going to come from the owner.
Of course. I mean, and the other thing I remember, I believe Flores does not get another head coaching job. He sued his last head coach and criticized
the owner.
The owner, excuse me. Yeah, that's right. The owner, he was the head coach. He sued his last owner, saying that he was told to tank to intentionally lose to get a better draft pick, and he was, you know, they were tampering, and he went public with this. So I just think even if it's true, once you do that, these other guys are going to say, that's dangerous right there, that guy. So I don't think they're going to do it.
Especially when tanking is against the rules, but people do it.
Yeah.
So when you start saying what this Jeremy would say, the quiet part out loud, that's when you become, if the owner is abusive and things like that, go ahead, say it.
Yeah.
But when you start talking about things that are done, that aren't supposed to be done, that everybody does, so the next owner might say, well, I can't hire that guy. I may need to tank.
Because we've seen owners get rid of coaches that did not tank.
Yeah.
They refused. They won like the last game of the season.
That happened in Houston, right?
Yes, happened in Houston. And that's the one I'm thinking of. It's like, you've seen this happen. We're like, I'm going to win this game.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're gone. But you can't sue people after that.
Brandon in Baltimore. What's up, Brandon?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call, as always.
Thank you for calling.
Ed, I agree with you, and I won't stay on that long. I don't think that he gets another head coaching job. As far as Harbaugh, I liken it to the Andy Reid situation. It's not that you're not a good coach, but at the end of the day, we have to have some accountability. And for too many years, the same things just keep going wrong, and somebody has to pay for that. You're the head coach. You have to be in control. If Derrick Henry's not in the game or you don't like what you see on defense, then you need to be going to your coordinator, remember the Titan style, and be like, look, I'll take this thing over. So I think for that and the doubling down on Zach Orr after last year, bringing him back with this caliber of a roster, I believe that's why he had to go. As far as who we should get, I don't have a problem with Kevin Stefanski because I do like the offense and what they were able to accomplish in Cleveland when he had talent. I just don't know how good of a coach he is because that defense and Jim Schwartz was just so good. So as far as who we would like to get, I don't know. Honestly, I would like a defensive-minded coach because I believe as long as you have number 8 and you can play some type of semblance of good defense in today's NFL, then you always going to have a shot. Thank you for taking my call, fellas.
Thank you for calling, man. See, that's what I don't like. I think that's what this regime did too much.
What?
Well, what are you going to do? Oh, we got number 8. No, man.
Yeah.
You got to bring somebody in who can match his energy. You got to bring somebody in who can match, who can dial up things to go along with his talent. And I don't think they've done that. I think they've done a poor job at that.
He mentioned Schwartz. How come I haven't heard his name? He was a head coach with the Lions.
He's
local.
He's got a couple things lined up in other places. But
what I mean for here.
But I think, isn't Schwartz Todd Monken's brother-in-law? Who is that?
Oh, that's a good question. That is an NFL coach. Let me look that up. While we're looking that up, let's get Pat in Baltimore. What's up, Pat?
Hello, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, so I would like to say Vic Fangio from the Eagles as the head coach. If you could get Rex Ryan out of retirement, he knows Baltimore. Might be a good option. Not in favor of Kevin from Cleveland. I think we just need to pass on that one. And, thank John Harbaugh for his service, but it was definitely time to move on. Like someone said, kind of like similar to the situation with Andy Reid in Philadelphia. It was time for them to move on. I think Harbaugh will be successful. And I think the Ravens, if they make the right choices, will have success as well.
Thank you very much. Right. Appreciate the call. Pat, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So Google AI failed you, Joe? No, there's no way Google AI failed you. Google AI told Joe, that Tom Crean is Todd Monken's brother-in-law. Unless
it's Harbaugh's brother-in-law.
It says Todd Monken's brother-in-law is Tom Crean. That's what it says at the
unless,
top.
Unless it's his brother-in-law too somewhere else. But, yeah. That was a famous story back when the two went to the Super Bowl against one another. Remember, Tom Crean was part of the story as well.
Yeah.
So that's how I remember that. Yeah. Chris Knocke joins us at 7:30, but on the other side, our end of the season awards, we're going to go offensive, defensive MVP, rookie of the year, most improved, player of the year. We got it all up next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the Fan. 7:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. End of the season awards right now. Ed Norris, let's go with Offensive Player of the Year. Who's your Offensive Player of the Year?
Derrick Henry. Hands down. He should have won the rushing title. Had they utilized him a little more through the season, he would have hands down won. And it just that gives me great pleasure. There was so many people. 30-year-old running back. Can't bring him in. The guy's still killing it. He should be the rushing lead, the title holder this year, but was not. But he was definitely, he's the man.
Just started 1,600 yards, 17 touchdowns, 5.2 yards a carry. He is to my Offensive Player of the Year as well. Who is your Defensive Player of the Year?
Kyle Hamilton.
I think we just, you can't go without.
You can't. I mean, sometimes I know we all try, like, and we do Monday Morning Quarterback, we pick different players to be different. I can't now because I'd be dishonest. Kyle Hamilton is the leader of the defense. Just the stats from this last game, 3.9 yards per play with him on the field, 6.9 yards with him off the field. He's that important.
105 tackles on the year, 7 tackles for loss, 9 passes defended, 2 forced fumbles. Yeah, Kyle Hamilton is my Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Who was your Rookie of the Year, Ed Norris?
I'm going with Teddy Buchanan.
Oh, my God.
I liked him when I saw him at camp. I said, who is that guy? you look at who he's... He's got him too.
I just showed him my sheet.
Yeah. Teddy Buchanan. I mean, the top tacklers on the team. Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, Teddy Buchanan.
Buchanan only played 14 games,
yep.
And he still had 93 tackles.
Yep.
He had five tackles for a loss, one pass defense, and a forced fumble.
Yep.
What a great year. My rookie of the year as well. Who was your most improved player? You better not say who I think you're going to say.
Well, I don't think it is because it's not really much of an improvement, but to me it's important. It's Zay Flowers.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, because it's like
give him an award.
He deserves it. You know, he had a 1,000-yard season last year, a 1,200-yard season this year. He has emerged now as one of the best receivers in the league. I mean that. I mean, he is a dangerous man. He really is. And if they utilize him the way they have, I mean, he is so elusive. And just, he got better every year. He was good when he got here. Mm-hmm. He had a good season last year, absolutely good season, number one receiver. This year was even better. And to me, he's a very important player in the offense.
I said he would have a all-pro type year. I think he fell a little bit short of that, but I agree with you on that. But he's not my pick for most improved player of the year. I'm going back on the defensive side of football. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Trenton Simpson.
Yeah.
66 tackles, 2.5 sacks, 4 tackles for a loss. He even had a pass defense as well for the Baltimore Ravens. I think he looked like a guy that didn't belong
mm-hmm.
to a guy like
that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let him play on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a go-fetch guy.
Important to attack on this last game.
Yeah, he is a go-fetch guy, no doubt about it. He's my most improved player. Who is your player of the year?
Player or play of the year?
Player. It's a player of the year. I'm sorry. Player of the year, yes.
Okay, thank you. The play of the year for me was, and this may be recency bias, I think the play when Lamar evaded 2 unblocked pass rushers in the Pittsburgh game. You got to watch that video again. These guys came in untouched. Both sides. He ducked under, I think it was Hayward, and just broke out of the grasp of the other rusher. I can't remember who was the other. Breaks out when he was dead to rights. They had him. And throws a touchdown to Zay.
Yeah.
To me, that was like, how the hell did he do that?
You know, it's funny. Somebody just broke that down on Instagram I was watching.
Really?
He's saying that 3 of his offensive linemen failed him on that play.
Yeah.
Totally failed him on that play. Falele, Stanley, and Linderbaum.
Definitely Falele and Linderbaum because one came right through them. I think it was Hayward. Through the middle.
They had an edge rusher.
Yeah.
Stanley doubled down on the inside. Mm-hmm. Edge rusher beat him on the outside. Yeah. So he had pressure on the outside and up the middle.
He did.
And made that play.
Yeah.
My play of the year, come on, it's the Hurricane. The Hurricane. You line up Mark Andrews, thinking he's going to go up the middle with the tush push, reverse pivot to the right side. Tutty!
Yeah.
Hurricane.
That was cool.
That's my play of the year.
That was cool.
410-583-1057. Wanda in Randallstown. Good morning to you, Wanda.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to put in my little 2 cents worth for the next head coach. I like Brian Flores, even though Ed doesn't think he'll ever get a job again. But I like Brian Flores, so that's my
opinion. All right, why do you like him?
Because, I mean, he had a winning record when he was fired, and I like his integrity. He didn't let them intimidate him. He did what he needed to do to bring something that needed to be brought out to the open, shine a light on it. And that's what I like about him. I like his integrity.
Hey, thanks a lot, Wanda.
You're not the first coach to be fired with a winning record, Lovey Smith.
What about Tony Dungy?
Oh, that's I forgot about that. I do want to read Dungy because this is a very interesting piece that came out. Dungy weighed in on Harbaugh's firing, and I want to just get. I mean, I know Rob and I take what we think, but listen, I can't believe what things have come to in the NFL. John Harbaugh has coached the Ravens for 18 years. Playoff 12 times. He won a Super Bowl for them. Last 4 years, they were 10-7, 13-4, 12-5, and 8-9. Made the playoffs 3 straight years and missed this year because the kicker missed the game-winning field goal on the last play of the season, and he was fired. I'm sorry. I don't understand. Good luck, Baltimore, in finding a better coach. Is that because Gruden won the Super Bowl with his team?
That is. I've been here with John Harbaugh years before.
Yeah. But I mean,
I respect him.
He makes an amazing case.
He does. And I respect the heck out of Tony Dungy. I just...
You know, I don't. It's nothing to disagree with. That's his opinion.
Yeah,
that's totally his opinion.
True. And he had the job. He was a head coach in the NFL, and you know those stats aren't they don't lie. I mean, this has been his success, and even recently, it's not like they've been losing for 3 years. They've been incredible for three of the last four. So that's Dungy's way in. But then again, when I read it, I'm like, I love Dungy. I'm like, yeah, that's true. I like Harbaugh too.
So you have, I like him too. I respect his opinion. I just disagree with it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I disagree with it. It's just not my opinion. Yeah, I don't disagree with it. That's just,
yeah.
Good luck finding another coach. Well, even if your coach sucked, good luck finding another coach. You have Lamar Jackson and six other Pro Bowlers this year. Yeah. Does that make the Ravens' job the most attractive job on the market? We'll talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side, Maryland Hoops got a game this week. Big hoops for the Maryland Terps. They play UCLA this weekend. Chris Knocke joins us up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. We'll get back to the John Harbaugh talk, but we can't ignore the fact that the Terps at home tonight, 6:30 against Indiana. And before going on the road this weekend to take on the UCLA Bruins out on the left coast, joining us right now, color analyst for the Maryland Terps. You can hear him right here on 105.7 The Fan. He is Chris Knocke. What's going on, Coach?
What's up, fellas? Slow news day in Baltimore today.
Man, nothing to see here, man. Nothing to see here at all. The Terps 7-7 on the year, 0-3 in the Big Ten. Let's put record aside. And I know the words of Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. What have you learned about the Maryland Terps in the first 14 games of the season?
I would say, I mean, honestly, they're a little undermanned at this point in time, especially with their best player, Pharrell Payne, out. And, you know, he's out indefinitely. I hear he's apparently not playing tonight, and which kind of begs the question about his availability for the rest of the season, you know. I think that's a real issue, obviously. I think that it's a much fairer fight when you've got a 6'9", you know, guy like Pharrell who gets you 17-7, and or that's his average. I mean, he's capable of much more than that. So, you know, and without him, it's really hit and miss, and unfortunately, a lot of misses. They're not shooting the ball very well, which obviously means they're not scoring it very well either. I got to tell you, it's kind of, you know, if you coach a while, one of the things that obviously you pride your team on is the effort that they play with. And this team plays with insane effort. I mean, they give it up. And particularly over the course of the last month or so, they've always played to this to a certain level. But, you know, I mean, ultimately you have to execute. It's not just about effort. And, you know, they're not really making shots at the level that they want to make shots at or that you need to. And so I'd say if I had to pick a word, undermanned would probably be the start.
Yeah, health is definitely the biggest problem. He started with one returning guy. They gutted the roster, obviously, when the change took place, and the health has been an issue. Guys haven't been on the floor. But with the missed shots, are they taking bad looks, or are these just not dropping?
Yes. You know, I think sometimes the shot selection is maybe particular to a team, you know, that has some young guys, but also has some guys that are trying to figure out what their roles are. When you put together a team like this on the run, most of college basketball is like this. To be fair, there are a lot of teams that have done a complete makeover, but I think the difference is that, you know, a lot of the critical Maryland guys were injured early on in the season. Their best player right now, without Pharrell, their best player is Solomon Washington. And he really wasn't available to them until December. So, you know, you couple all those things in sort of a perfect storm, unfortunately. But, you know, you have an opportunity to right the ship or at least to take a step in the right direction. You get a home game tonight against a good Indiana team, but you know, you hope that you can capitalize on some of these opportunities, especially when they're in College Park.
You're right about that. Chris Knocke joins us right now. They take on this Indiana team. Lamar Wilkerson, Tucker DeRise, Tayton Conaway, Reed Bailey. This Indiana team has scored 90 or more points and six out of their 14 games, four times topping or going 100 or more. They can score. How can the Terps stop them or match them?
Yeah, I mean, you get A, you have to make some shots, but B, you have to play, you know, you have to really play some defense. I've seen these guys play. DeVries and his dad is the coach, obviously. I've always wondered how that father-son dynamic works, but it seems to work well when it's your kid getting the best, getting the bulk of the shots. So they're electric offensively. They've played a good schedule and played it well. But, you know, college basketball, man, funny things happen, particularly when you it's a huge advantage playing at home. You don't get enough of those games. You know, those home games, you got to take advantage. Indiana's good. They're not unbeatable. It's not like, you know, I felt like after the Terps lost to Michigan, you could play that team or that matchup 10 times, and I think Michigan likely wins that matchup 10 times. It's not like that with everybody else. And so, you know, you have to have some guys step up. I think they will. I think they're still a pretty very positive group in spite of the record. So I expect a really good performance at home tonight.
Guys, what do you think of the Big Ten this year in general? Obviously, Michigan's having a very good season. Michigan State is one of my, you know,
Nebraska.
Nebraska's doing very well. How do you see the conference overall?
I mean, I think the top is as good as anybody, anywhere. Michigan is phenomenal. Michigan State, obviously, has been always steady. The story of the year is Nebraska. Yeah. I mean, they're 15-0. Yeah. They beat Michigan State. They won at Ohio State the other night. You know, they're legit. They're. I mean, and that guy does. Fred Hoiberg is just a proven, certified coach, and he's got, you know, his own core of guys there now. We play there. I was kind of going over the schedule. We go there. It's always an awesome game there. Even when they're terrible, people show up in that building. It's a gorgeous, gleaming new building. I can hardly wait to get out there and feel the buzz that's going on with a team that's on a roll like they are. And, you know, you beyond those teams, you've still got a host of good teams.
Ohio State,
solid. Purdue was ranked one early in the season.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a gauntlet, man. It's a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, Big Ten, they get it done in basketball and football. Great conference it is automatically. Hey, thanks a lot, my friend Chris. I appreciate you joining us today, and go Terps.
All right, boys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, that conference is unbelievable.
Really good this year. He's right. Nebraska is a big surprise to me, anyway. Michigan looks good, though. Number two in the country right now, I think.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. All the talk today is about John Harbaugh and the fact that he's gone from the Baltimore Ravens. And Debbie from Frederick wants to weigh in. Good morning to you, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. So what I wanted to comment about this morning had to do with Mike Preston and the whole controversy over what he said. Mm-hmm. And I know somebody that's known him for over 20 years.
Wow.
And they said that they have always found him to be a very honest, upstanding man. And that they've seen him in many situations, and they've never known him to exaggerate or fly off the handle. And I thought it was interesting because one of the things that he said was that there were some issues going on between Harbaugh and Lamar. However, immediately after this news article broke, Lamar and Harbaugh both publicly said that wasn't true, that they had a great relationship. But now we're hearing, since Harbaugh's gone, that they didn't have a great relationship, that there were issues going on in the locker room, and not only with Harbaugh, but with other players. So, you know, to me, that shows that one part we've already verified that Preston was honest and told the truth, and that Harbaugh and Lamar denied it, but now everybody's coming forth. Yeah. So
funny how that happens.
And Debbie, just to let you know and everybody else know, Mike Preston will be on the show today at 9:30.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think it's because I feel the same way about Preston.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was controversy about the article, the column. I've known Mike a long time, as we all have.
Mm-hmm.
I find him to be just an honest guy.
I've disagreed with him.
Oh, sure.
But I never doubted his integrity.
Me either.
Yeah, that's
what I mean. I don't like that it was attacked.
Yeah, I mean, disagreeing with someone is one thing, but when you attack their integrity and their character, that's something completely different.
Yeah, he's a good person, and I didn't like that.
Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, you got Lamar Jackson. You got a lot of Pro Bowlers on this team. You got a lot of talent. Does that automatically make the Ravens the number one of the seven coaching openings? Baltimore's a big, bad morning show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Fan. 7:48 in the AM. Ed.
Yeah.
You got seven coaching openings right now in the NFL, right?
Yep.
You got, who do we have? We have your, we have the Browns. We just opened up, right?
Browns, Giants, Falcons, right? Cardinals, Ravens.
I'm not gonna say the Ravens yet, but you have Ravens, and he said the Giants already.
Yeah,
you got seven of them. Are the Ravens, in your opinion, the most attractive opening?
Without a question, it's the most attractive opening. You've got an incredibly talented roster with a two-time MVP at quarterback. I mean, really? What job would you rather take? You want to come here or you want to coach Geno Smith with the Raiders?
And that's the one we forgot. We forgot the Raiders. We didn't say the Raiders. That's the one we forgot.
Well, the Falcons. I mean, nah, no thank you. No, no good.
It's funny because Yahoo Sports ranked them.
Did they?
They ranked them recently. Last night at 8:34. Number seven, the Cardinals. Number six, the Cleveland Browns. Number five, the Titans. Number four, the Raiders.
Before you get to the top, I'm going to predict the Giants are right up near the top. Go ahead.
Number three, the Giants.
Oh, sorry. I thought they'd be two. But go ahead.
Wait a minute, I don't have number two there. Well, why did they not have a number two? It goes from number three to the Giants to number one, the Ravens.
Really?
Yeah.
I was right there. The Giants are number two.
That's crazy.
I think because of the potential they see in Jackson Dart and they have Scatterboo. You've got some young pieces there. I think that'd be a good fit for a lot of guys. They would love to take. If you can't get the Ravens job, that'd be my next choice. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think they are definitely. This is definitely because you have a team that was favored to win the Super Bowl before the season began.
Yeah.
You got a two-time MVP quarterback. When Jeremy Kahn was here, he said, should it be three times? You know, you got a Hall of Fame running back. He's good to go.
Best safety in football.
You got a great GM, in my opinion.
You do have a great GM. I think it's a great organization and an incredibly talented roster. I mean, it's just all those things. I mean, you look at all the other ones. I mean, and it really, they most of them come down to quarterbacks. The Ravens are exceptional because they got the best quarterback, but they also have incredible talent at a lot of positions.
Would you agree? Also, out of the seven openings, it's the most stable organization?
No doubt.
They had a coach for 18 years.
How many coaches has this team had since 96?
Three.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, three. Yeah.
Mocha Broda, Billick. Right.
That's it. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, y'all. Guess what?
What?
The Ravens spot. Oh, damn. I forgot my joke. Never mind. See, y'all can see, man. But look, let me say something, man. I'm happy Harbaugh gone. Guess who don't have a head coach? The Baltimore Ravens. Hey, I don't know who I want as a head coach, but I'm happy this finally changed. Can we be honest, though? Steve should have made this move about 2 years ago. I hear fans saying he should have made it about 8 years ago, right? But I'm just happy that it, you know, it's finally out now. Now we can go ahead. And let me tell y'all something, man. All that Lamar ain't like talking, man. Y'all go ahead and keep believing what these reporters say, man. They be lying, man.
How do you know that?
What you mean? Because I got inside source.
So do they.
I mean? Huh?
So do they.
Man,
somebody's telling
them, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. So let me ask y'all a question, right? How they gonna say Mike Preston lying, right? But as soon as Jeff Zeebeck I only trust Jeff Zeebeck. How long has Jeff Zeebeck been with the Ravens? And it's nothing against Jeff Zeebeck, because that's my guy too. But how can you say, oh, I trust what Jeff Zeebeck say, but whatever Mike Preston say, I don't believe it. But you know what though? And another thing. Shout out to Leap, man. All y'all Raven fans that was threatening Leap and all that, y'all should send him an apology. Because guess what? If Leap ain't missed that kick, y'all the same ones ain't want to go to the playoffs, right? Thank God he missed that kick. Because guess what? Harbaugh is gone, and I'm so happy I ain't got to hear, who has it better than I swear to God I hated that. Like, that made my stomach hurt. And one more thing, man.
And another thing.
Get Rashad Bateman.
Nothing. Go ahead.
Get Rashad Bateman on the team. And I had to talk with one of mine. I ain't going to say who I talked to. Bring 44 back, man. Because from what I heard, right, and I've been telling you this, Rob, this is from a family member. They hate that zone defense. So now when you go back to week one, remember how Marlon Humphrey was saying, yeah, I just don't know what's going on, this and that. Yeah, man. But shout out to Harbaugh, though. One thing I like about Harbaugh, he did give, you know, former players and stuff an opportunity, let them coach and stuff. But the time is up, man. So
well, the one thing Harbaugh, I like about Harbaugh, Trippy, is this. He allowed Lamar to grow into Lamar. A lot of coaches would have tried to pigeonhole him, put him in a box. He allowed Lamar to grow into being Lamar.
I told you when I had lunch with when they first got Lamar, I had lunch with Harbaugh, and he said, you're going to see an offense like you've never seen before.
Yep.
Because of him. That's what he said.
That's the one. I always give him credit for that. Everybody does not have the guts to allow that young man to be who he is. Julian and Lutherville. What's up, Julian?
Good morning. Love listening to your show, guys. And what Trippy said is right on the point. He should have been fired 8 years ago. His record after the Super Bowl is horrible. His decision-making is horrible. He was forced to fire the OC before the Super Bowl. How many OC do you fire before you say it's the coach? He's the common denominator, and he's a good guy, but he definitely a lack of leadership is what's missing. When I heard the Roquan comments, he said, I don't know what's wrong. It's a lack of leadership, guys. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
I mean, let's just go through. I mean, I'd love when people say this, and you can have your opinion, but 18, they were 10-6, 14-2, let's see, 11-5, 8-9, 10-7, 13-4, 12-5. You can't say that. The record has not been horrible. They've had incredible success with the regular season wins. So I'm not even defending the the coach anymore. I'm just saying that's not really true. There's other things you can point to, like decision making, things like that, postseason success. But I don't really buy that. I think we should have Biff Poggi coach the Ravens. There's a name no one's brought up.
Pete Carroll.
I knew it.
No Biff Poggi.
Man, I love Biff.
He'll take over at Michigan, right?
I love Biff, and I'm not even going to go down that path right now because anything I say may sound like I'm dogging Biff, so I'm not going to answer that.
Anyway, yeah, he's the interim coach at Michigan right now.
Shovels at 8:45, you may get one for that. But on the other side, do you have any worries for the future of this team? Now, those of you who wanted Harbaugh gone, are you now thinking, okay, now that he's gone,
now what?
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.